Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Maseches Pesachim has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Shlomo Nyman le'ilui nishmas HaRav Yaakov ben Matisyahu.
We're learning Maseches Pesachim, we're up to Daf Pei Gimel. We're going to go back a bit and start from the Gemara at the end of Daf Pei Beis and Mebeis, the Gemara of Amar Rav Yosef. The Mishnah brought a machlekes. The Tanakam of the Mishnah made a chilek between kachim that are pasul, if it's psulei begufay, if the actual kachim became pasul, like it became tamei, or was yaitzei, and the Gemara also talks about pigle, and nicer, all these things are psulei begufay, and there the din is, you sarif miyad, you burn it right away. As soon as it becomes pasul, you burn it, if it's pigle or tamei or yaitzei, you burn it right away. Mashayin kain, if it's a psulei bebailip, if really there's nothing wrong with the carbon, there's something wrong with the bailam. Like by carbon Pesach, if the bailam was tamei or the bailam died, so you don't have the bailam there. So then the din is you can't burn the carbon Pesach right away. You have to wait. You have to wait till the next morning, like we spoke in the previous year. Either because then it will get a psul nicer, and then it will be psul abigufay, or because then it will be nishchas habaser, and then you're ready light to burn it. You need Ibutsura, you have to wait till the next morning to burn it. That's the sheet of the Tanakhama. And the Gemara brought a Braisa that says that Kol Shepsulei Begufa Yisarif Miyat. Anything which is a psul is in the guf, like we said, the Yisarif Miyat. But if the psul is Bedam, Uba Bailim, that Braisa holds if the psul is in the Bailim, or even in the Dam, if the Dam, let's say, became Tomei, became, or was Nishbach, or was Yatza, you can't use the dam, you can't be Zerik the dam anymore. So now there's nothing you can do with this carbon. You won't be able to have a Zerikas Adam, but there's nothing wrong with the Basar of the carbon. There's nothing wrong with the Amram of the carbon. It's just you don't have a Zerikas Adam because the dam is Pasul, or the dam was Nevan. So there also, it needs Ibatsuri, you can't burn it right away. That's what the Braisa says. But the Mishnah brings there, Rabbi Echam and Breaker holds that even a psul b'bailim also is yisarif miyat. Even the psul is b'bailim, it's not begufay, it's also yisarif miyat. So Gemara first brought the shittas Rav Yosef. After the half minute, the Gemara explains the maskon of what the shittas Rav Yosef was, that even a b'echem and breaker that holds that a psul b'bailim is yisarif miyat, that's only when the psul b'bailim happened before the zrika. So never had a shasa kasher. So it has the same din of a psul aguf, the carbon was never kasher. And Mimela, there's a din of Yisarif Miyad. Mashayin Kain, when the psul of the Bailam happened after the Zrika, the Bailam died or became Tomei after the Zrika, so the carbon was once kosher. So now the Kuli Alma, the fact that you don't have a Bailam doesn't make a pasulus in the carbon, at least not that it should be Yisarif Miyad. Yizicha would need Ibetzura, and then you burn it. That's Rav Yosef Shita. Rav Yechon holds no. Rabbi Yechon knows that even if the psul happened la'acha zrika, still the din is, according to Rabbi Yechon and Membreika, it will be yisarif miyat. Even when you have a psul in the bailam after the zrika, still the din will be yisarif miyat. Rabbi Yechon and Membreika, and any type of psul, even a psul after zrika, even a psul b'daim of the bailam holds yisarif miyat. Mara says, v'ozer Rabbi Yechon l'tamei, Rabbi Yechon knows the shitasa, because Rabbi Yechon said that Rabbi Yechon Mebreker and Mechemia Amru Davar Echad. Rabbi Yechon Mebreker that says that a psul bailam is yisarif miyad, and Rabbi Mechemia holds the same thing. Because Rabbi Yechon Mebreker is the Mishnah, and Rabbi Mechemia, what did he say? Rabbi Mechemia said that by Arain, when they burnt the Sir Chatos, they burnt the Bnei Aninas Nisrafa. That's what says Ke'ela. That's what the Gemara brought earlier in the Machlekes, brought in Rashi earlier, that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to know why Aaron burnt the Sir Chatos. So the Machlokes, why he burnt the Sir Chatos? Why Taka did he burn it? He said, this thing happened to me, so I couldn't eat the Chatos. So what was the Pshat? One man, the Yama, says it means it became Tomei. The Chatos became Tomei, they Tumei Nisrifa. And Rav Nechemia says, no, then they had Ninas Nisrifa. Because they were Einanim, because Aaron and his sons were Einanim, because Nadav and Avihu died, so they weren't able to eat the Chatos, so that's why they burnt the Chatos. So Aninus is not a Psul Aguf. Tumah would be a Psul Aguf. We could understand why they burnt the Chatos. But aninus is not a psul aguf. Aninus is a psul nabailim. The carbon is fine. We happen not to have any kanim that could eat it, because the kanim are ula aininim, and they can't eat kachim. So mela aninus is a psul nabailim, and Reb Nechemya holds you could burn, you should, they burnt it. So they burnt it right away. They didn't wait for ibatsura. Vaisais, even a psul nabailim, you burn right away. You don't wait for ibatsura. And that's like the sheet of Abechnim and Breika. And the Gemara says, "Aninus kalaachas zrika havya v'chiyistarif la'alter." That aninus is like la'achas zrika. So you see, Rabbi Yechonon holds, Rabbi Yechonon and Breaker also holds the din even la'achas zrika, because he puts them together with Reb Nechemya. Reb Nechemya is all zicha la'achas zrika, like Rashi's Meirich, even though that aninus occurred before zrika, but there was nothing wrong with the zrika. By a carbon pesach, if there's no bialim before the zrika, the din is you don't do the zrika. So the zrika was done wrong. It was incorrect to do the zrika. So then you could be mechalik between before the zrika and after the zrika. Because the carbon pesach doesn't have eichlim, you're not tzarik the dam. You don't bring a carbon pesach if there's no eichlim. The carbon pesach is supposed to only be for eichlim. So memela, you can make a chilutim before zrika and after the zrika. Now, shenkeim l'chatas, even if the actual aninus occurred before the zrika, and there was an ein le'balim before the zrika, but there was nothing wrong with the zrika. Even if there's no eichlim by a chatas, you bring the chatas, even if nobody can eat it. There's no din that there has to be eichlim in order to bring it. And once you brought it, now there's no eichlim. But that would have the same din as a psul balim after the zrika. Because even if the psul of aninus occurred before the zrika, like Rashi's is pashtas, Nadav and Avihu died before the zrika, because Aaron said that I brought it, and aninus is mutter by Hekayin Gadol. But still, since there was nothing wrong with the zrika, so male, it's the same din as a psul balim that occurs after the zrika, and still Yisir Nechem Yolz Yisari from Yad, is a raya, that Rabbi Yechonon that said, Rabbi Yechonon, Mebrekim, Nechem Amr Davar Echad, is l'shitasa, because he holds a bechna and a break is even when it's after the zrika, which is the same din as if the zrika was done properly. So Taiz asked a kasha from the Gemara earlier. The Gemara earlier said that Rabba Bar Avuah has a shita, Tana Devei Rabba Bar Avuah has a shita, he has a braisa, that holds that even pigul needs ibatsura. All psulim need ibatsura. Even psule begufa, even pigul needs ibatsura. So the Gemara asks Akasha, if all psulim need ibitzura, so what was the pshat by chatas the iron? Why by chatas the iron did they burn it? To learn out from chatas the iron that akoponim psula guf is yisarif miyad. Because even if you hold they tum in isrifa, but at least you should see that a psula guf is yisarif miyad. So the Gemara says that chatas the iron was a rosh shah haisa. It was a rosh shah, it was only for that time. But you can't learn Deiris from Chatas to Iron. There they burnt the Miyad Taka, but that was a Rosh. That was a special Rosh for that time. You can't learn out Deiris from that. So in fact, Taisus, just like the Manli Amma that holds that everything needs Ibutsura, you don't have a Raya from Iron that it's Yisarif Miyad because you say a Rosh Hisa. So had the Gemara know that Ibn Chemya that holds it, Nan Ninus Nisifa, that he has to hold that even a psul bailam needs ibatsura. Why don't you say that he holds that al-kabonim, a psul bailam doesn't need ibatsura? Even a psul bailam means yisarif miyat. Why did the Gemara Ne'eman, the Nechemya that holds that chatas the iron needs, or is a man, ninis nisrifa, was a psul bailam, vaistas he holds a psul bailam is yisarif miyat. Why? Maybe he holds al-kabonim, a psul bailam needs ibatsura. But that the chatas the iron was yisarif miyat was because it was a rasha. What's the chilek between the Gemara before, like the Matan Yoma that holds that even a psul aguf needs ibatsura, that says the chatas the iron is a rasha? So maybe this Gemara also holds a psul bailim. Tanakam holds a psul bailim needs ibatsura. It shouldn't be a raya from the Nechemya. Fakayet, because it was a rasha. Emphatisis. It's a big difference. That Gemara was naming on that it was a psul aguf. A psul aguf, it's mavura, min asvara you say it's yisarif miyad. If the Torah stam gives a din sreifa by a psul aguf, min asvara we would have had to say it means yisarif miyad. Because the Gemara says that the Tana Devei Abba Ravua, how does he know ibitzura by a psul aguf? Gemara says he learns it out, avin avin from Nisar. Just like Nisar was a day later, So he learns that pigel also, the Sreifa has to be a day later of an Ava Minoisa. If I says without a special limut, you would say it's a Sarif Miyad. So there you could say a Rasha. Why? Because the Gzeir Shav of Avin Avin, that came afterwards. On Rosh Chodesh Nisan, when they made the Mishkan, that wasn't given yet. That halacha wasn't given yet. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't yet say this halacha. He wasn't yet given this halacha that a psula guf needs a bitzur. The Gzeir Shav wasn't nimsa yet. Is a meila. The din sreifa by psula mikdashim was already given. So meila the sreifa minasna means sarif miyad. We have gzeir shava of ibitzura. That was afterwards. So it's not a kasha. Chad this time was before the gzeir shava. It's sarif miyad. Mashen came once you have gzeir shava. So from now on it's ibitzura. Mashen came the din bailim faket. The din bailim minasvara. It really should need ibitzura. The Gemara doesn't ever bring a pasuk that Absul b'dam of a bailin needs ibitzura. Vaisis is a svara. Vaisis Gemara names on mikayach a svara that if you bout they don't have a psul in the guf, you can't do the shreifa right away. Ibazai zaktaisis, there's no makim to say a rasha. There's no makim to say that this din that's in the Torah, that Absul bailin is a sarif miyad is only for that time. Mechatesa. Mechatesa. If they had a din, yisarif miyad, we're not talking about a carbon shot. We're talking about a sirish chaydish, which is a carbon fideris. If by then you see that they did the din of yisarif miyad, so vada that means that all the time is yisarif miyad. And you can learn from there to all over that it's yisarif miyad. Early in the Gemara, we were talking about netumah nisrafa, which is psilagov. And then minasvar it's miyan, and we have a gzeirah shava that tells you that you need a betzura, and you have a kasha on the gzeirah shava luna from Aaron it's miyan. The Teretz says Aaron was before the gzeirah shava, so maybe you can't learn it out. Mashen came when you have a din a psul b'baylam, when minasvar you need a betzura, and you have a din by Aaron that it's miyan, you have no right to say that din was only for that time. Mechadesa. The Torah says the din by Aaron, mistamets by all over. And you understand, the Kenegad the Svar, you understand that all psul b'baylam, the din is yisarif miyat. Then the Gemara goes weiter. The Gemara says that Rabbi was maisef afri b'yisi aglili. The Rabbi says we have another man, the Amma, that says that the psul dam and b'baylam is yisarif miyat. Rabbi b'yisi aglili. Why? Because Rabbi b'yisi aglili doesn't learn the pasuk kolchatas yishuv midama. If he doesn't learn that it's a special din, that any chatas that you bring the dam lefnim, the din is you're not allowed to eat that chatas. That's not how Rabbi Yosi Aglili learns a pshat in the pasuk. He learns it talking about a chatas apnimi, the parim and asrafim, mesirim and asrafim that are supposed to be brought befnim. So Rabbanan asked him, so how do you know this halacha that we know that when you have a regular chatas chitzayna and you bring the dam of the chatas into the oil maid, into the mishkan, into the heichal, to be mechaper, that it's a psul. What's the makar to such a psul? Maybe you could just bring it out now and be mechaper with it on the mizbech achitzen. So Rabbi Yosef Lili said, I learned it from Aaron. It said, Hein lehuvas dam alakaydish benima, but Moshe Rabbeinu was angry and asked him, why did he eat the chatas? He said, but the dam wasn't brought alakaydish. So since the dam wasn't brought al kaidish p'nima, then you should have eaten it. But vice dice, if the dam would have been brought lefnai or lefnim, then ain't a chanam, you weren't allowed to eat it. And that pasuk state that psul, that when the dam is brought lefnai or lefnim, that pasul's lechatas and you're not allowed to eat it. Where it says, since Rebbeisi Aglili sees from the chatas to Aaron, that is a psul of nichnas adam lefnim. And Bechat is the iron, they burned it right away. And it's a psul in the dam. So you see that he holds that a psul in the dam is also Yisarif Miyad. So the Gemara says, why did Rabbi Yochanan say Rabbi Yosef Aglili also? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan held there's a chilip between dam and bailam. Rabbi Yochanan in breaking that Mishnah said, even bailam is Yisarif Miyad. And that Rabbi Nechemiah says, Aninus Nisrifa, that's a psul in the bailam. That's Yisarif Miyad. You don't see. But Rabbi Yosef Aglili only says the psul in the dam is yisarif miyat. maybe a psul in the dam is a sarf miyad, that blives a psul in the carbon. It's a psul in the dam of the carbon, that's a pasulus in the carbon. Mashain came to Bailim. The Bailim is a completely different thing, it's a mussa achrita. So you don't see that it basically holds as a vait that a psul in the Bailim is also a sarf miyad. Adkan the Gemara. So Rashi asks, good, basically Lili says that I see from this pasuk of Hein Lehuv Vezdam al Kaddish Pnima that Vaisis, if they would have brought the dam, it passes the Chattas. Well, what did their Rabbanan do with it? It's a pasuk. It's a pasuk. Hein Lehuv Vezdam al Kaddish Pnima is a pasuk. So even though their Rabbanan happened to have another pasuk telling you that there's a psul to bring when you bring the dam of the Chattas of Nim, but this pasuk also says it. Moshe Rabbeinu told this to Aaron. Why didn't he eat the chatas? The dam wasn't brought with nim. Vice versa, if the dam would have been brought with nim, Hitaka was right that he didn't eat it and that he burnt it. So Rashi says, the Rabbanan don't learn out from this pasuk because Dairis Mishah loy alfinon. This pasuk was a shah. This pasuk was only for that time. And Dairis Mishah loy alfinon. So Rabbi Yisak Lili Utaka says, I learn out from that pasuk the algamein of psul. The psul, the regular psul of the chatas at the dam is brought lefnim. If you're learning out from that pasuk, that psul, so therefore you also see in that pasuk that with that psul, it's yisarif miyad. So you see the general rule that even a psul b'dam is yisarif miyad. Mashang and Arbana, they don't learn that the psul from the pasuk, even though it says in that case, if the dam would have brought b'fnim, would it be pasul and you'd burn it. But there is mishal le'alfinon. So melehu adin the din, that the psulei b'dam is yisarif miyad, you wouldn't learn how mishah. In fact, Isis, that al-karchak Rashi doesn't mean that carbon was a carbon shah, because that carbon was a sirish chedesh, it was a carbon deiris. Elamai Rashi means, like the Gemara said before, in the Tanit Devei Abba Baravua, that you can learn out from there that you don't need ibatzura, because harah shah heisa. So Taisis asks, but it's shver. So why do we say in Rab Nechemiah that Rab Nechemiah has to hold that a psul b'bailim is yisarif miyad? Why don't we say the same rule? Daris mishal le'alfinon. Elamai, you have to say the chiluk that we explained before. That when the svara is that psul b'guf is yisarif miyad, and there's a lima that tells you it's ibitzur, you could say the lima didn't happen yet. And that's why according to the Tana Devei Rabba Baravua, that says that a psul aguf is also needs ibitzura, you can't learn that from Aaron because that is a psul aguf, and they didn't yet have that limud that you need ibitzura. Mashain came in the din that psul b'damu b'bal need ibitzura, which is not a pasuk, it's a svara, and that you can't say rasha haisa, mechatesa. And if you could, so how can you learn it from Nechemya earlier? Doesn't shtip. So Taisa says a different pshat in the Gemara. What's Taka the pshat that we're saying only Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds that psulei b'dam is sarif miyat? L'chayr, the pasuk says hein lehuve es dama. So the pasuk says hein lehuve es dama, and memela the pasuk smashman if the dam was brought lefnim, even though that would be a psul in the dam, it was okay. They were sarif miyat. So Taisa says there are abundant hold that Moshe Rabbeinu just means it was okay that they didn't eat it. That's all. It was okay that they didn't eat it. Amadul le'achaltem. Why did you eat the chatas? Hein lehuv v'zdam el kodesh p'nima. It wasn't brought b'fnim, so you should have eaten it. And if it was brought b'fnim, so then it was okay that you didn't eat it, but that you burnt it. That me'echatesa. That's a pshat in the Rabbanan. So Rabbi Yisrael learns out from here the psul of chatas shehuv v'dam b'fnim. So he holds that the pshat in the pasuk is that if you would have brought it, you did everything right. If you would have brought it, you did everything right. So from him, you see the halacha that even the psul b'dam, it's right to be a sarif miyat. Mashenkin the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan hold, no. Hein lehuv es dama. You didn't bring the dam lefnim, so I have a taina, why didn't you eat it? And if you would have brought the dam lefnim, so then I don't have a taina, why you didn't eat it? But why you burnt it, that would have been a taina either way. Because the Rabbanan hold, you can't learn out from there, because Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't maskim totally that everything would have been fine if they would have brought it b'fnim. Just the not eating would have been fine, but still you shouldn't have burned it right away. In fact, the Chazon Ish, So why don't you say the same thing with Reb Nechemia? Why don't you say the same thing with Reb Nechemia? Reb Nechemia says, Ne'aninas Nishrafa. Maybe the Pshat is Ne'aninas, so that's fine, that you didn't need it. But who says it's fine that you burnt it? So like the Chazon Ish, the Parsha, the Chilek. The Chatas, according to Nechemia, was burnt with Ne'aninas. That's why Aaron HaKoyim burnt it. And Moshe didn't have any tainus on it. Moshe made it was completely fine. If there would have been a taina, even not on the lack of eating, even on the burning, Moshe Rabbeinu would have said, okay, you explained to me why you didn't eat it, but you still didn't explain why you burned it. Elamai, you see, klar, that once from the aninus nisrafa, once it was aninus, so it was kedin nisrafa. Mashenkin over here, and the hemli huva is dom elakaydish pnima, that's not the reason why it was burnt. That was just Moshe Rabbeinu talking. Moshe Rabbeinu was explaining to Aaron HaKohen his taina, why he didn't eat it. His taina was, how could you be that you didn't eat it? It wasn't brought al kodesh prima. And if it was, could we still have a taina? Could we have a taina why he burnt it? He just wouldn't have a taina why he didn't eat it. So that's why there's a chilah between Reb Nechemia, which says that l'maisu is brim ne'aninus, so that you see that there was no taina, so that you have to say the Allah is absolutely b'bayelim is yisar if miyad. Mashenkin over here, the Heimle Huvez Dama, which is Epsil in the Dam, that wasn't why they burnt it. You could say that Moshe Rabbeinu's Taina was only on the Achil and not on the Sreifa. But for Ekdech HaZinish, when do you see this Machlaikis Kloy between Abyeisei Aglili and the Rabbanan? It's not Kloy that there's such a Machlaikis. Abyeisei Aglili says that I see from Heimle Huvez Dama that when the Dam is brought Lefnai Lefnim, the dam is brought into the heichal, it's psul, it's pasul. That's what Basic Lili said. Basic Lili didn't say clearly it was Yisarif Miyad. So if you could learn in the Rabbanon, that the Rabbanon, how'd they learn up the Pasuk? That if it's brought bifnim, that's taka the reason why you can't eat it, but that's not a reason why you should burn it. Why can't you say the same thing in Basic Lili? Would Basic Lili say any different? Or a basic thing we learned from this pasuk was, is that it's pasul, that you can't eat it. The attack of pasul is the chattas, and now you can't eat the chattas anymore. A basic thing himself didn't see anything more from the pasuk than that. Are you going to have a shailas, and how do you, according to a basic thing, how do you know b'chlal needs seifa? That's not a taina. It says a klal, as we already said before, huch is a gemila. Upsul and mikdashim needs seifa. So if or a basic thing told the Rabbanan is, I see from this pasuk that it's pasul, and he never said that I see from the pasuk is yisarif miyad, and you want to learn up in the Rabbanon that it's not yisarif miyad, and the pshat in the pasuk is, heim lehuva zdom akadish penima ha'im huva, it was shaper oven that you didn't eat it, but not shaper oven that it's burnt, why can't you say the same thing in a basic lily? Takaveri shver. So the Chazon Ish wants to learn in Rashi, the Rashi Yadaris Mishole Alfinon, he means Kipshutai. He means that maybe there was a Rosh Shah that said Yisarif Miyad. The Moshe Rabbeinu had a Rosh Shah that today, especially Rosh Chodesh Nisan, because all these different interesting Kabbanas are being brought, it's a completely different type of a halachas today. So today the din is that if there'll be a psul in the dam, the din would be Yisarif Miyad. That was the Halach HaLemayshim Misinai, special Rosh Hashanah for that day. That's a Pshat in Rashi, Darius Mishol Le'afinon. So Mela, Rabbi Yisai Aglili, that says that I learned the Iker Psul of Hein Le'huvez Dama L'Kaydish Pnima, that I learned from there, L'Darius, that there is a Psul if the Dam is Lefnim. So there's no such Pshat in the Pasuk that if they would have, at least the not lack of Achila is right. Rashi holds, no. If Moshe Rabbeinu said Heim Lehuva Zdama Kadesh Pnima, that means if it would have been Huva Kadesh Pnima, everything was right. But basically, it learns out from that the Kloli Stik Adin that any time a Chatas is Huva Dam Lefnim, it's possible. But basically, holds you can't say that there was a Rosh Hashanah for that day. So Mele Huva Din on the Yisarif Miyad, you're not going to say it's a Rosh Hashanah for that day. Mashenkin the Rabbanan who hold that you don't learn out the pasuk, you have a different pasuk telling you that if it's huvadam lefnim, the halacha is that it's pasul. You learn that from a different pasuk. Fochad Shehuva Midama. So Mela, the pasuk of Hein Lehuva as Dama Kadesh Pnim was a special Xeris Akasa for that day, that they were told that day, if the Dam is brought in with Nim, then it would passel, and that wouldn't apply to any other day. So who had in the din that if the Dam was brought with Nim, it was Yisarif, also could have been a din Hayrah Shah for that day. But in all over, Psuli B'dam would need a Betsura. So that's the Pshat and Rashi. But for the Chazon Ish again, so why don't you say Rabbi Nechemya? Rabbi Nechemya said, Ne'aninis Nisrifa, why don't you say that's also was a Hayrah Shah for that day? That normally a Psuli B'Bailim is Nizi B'tzura, but it's especially Rasha for that day that a Psul B'Bailim has to be a Sarif Miyad. So Zak the Chazanish Pashit. Because you can't have a Rasha that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know about. Moshe Rabbeinu thought that there was no Psul Aninus B'chlal. Moshe Rabbeinu thought there was no Psul Aninus. So Mela, Aaron was mechadish to him that no, there's a psul aninus, the regular psul aninus, even though by katshe shah there was no psul aninus, by katshe dayus is a psul aninus. Bal kopanim, you can't say that the din sreva was a special Ra shah for that day, because Moshe Rabbeinu bechlal didn't know that it was pasul. But hein lehuva is damal kadesh pnima, Moshe Rabbeinu could have taught them that Allah is special for that day, that if it was huva damal kadesh, there'll be a Ra shah that it's pasul, and it wouldn't apply to anything else. So basically, Lili applies it to everything else. He'd have to also apply the din of Yisarif Miyad to everything else. Mashenken Ibn Chemnia says in the Aninus Nisrifa, there you can't say that the Aninus was a Rasha, because Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know it. Moshe Rabbeinu Michal didn't know why he was burnt. It's murchach to say that that was taka the din l'dayreis, that even a psul b'baylim is Yisarif Miyad. That's like the Chazinish. In the Ikka Shaila that we're asking, that how does the Rabbanan learn up the Pasuk? Why did Gemara assume according to Rabbeisi Aglili in the Pasuk state that Hein Lehuva is Dama, then must be that if it was Huva is Dama, it was good that they were Yisarif Miyad. But the Rabbanan don't hold that way. We said that the different Pshat that Rashi says because the Rabbanan hold it Sayra Shah. Taisa says the Pshat is because the Rabbanan hold that Hein Lehuva is Dama. It's not muchrich that they taka did right by being sayifit, they only did right by not eating it. The Brisker Rav asks like this. He has a pashat of cheshbon. The Gemara in Zvachim brings a machlokes. Let's say you have a chatas that the dam was niskabel in two cases. You have two cups that you could be zayik with them. And the din is, if the dam is niskabel in two cases and one of them become pasul, that's not a problem at all. You could still be Zayik the other one. If one is Yatso or Nidma or Nishbach, or whatever the case may be, as long as you have other dam, so just be Zayik the other dam. That's not a psul at all. What if one of the cases go Lefnayu Lefnim? So the Gemara in Zvachim brings a machlokes. There are bun and hole that once one dam goes Lefnayu Lefnim, so then the din is that you can't be Zayik the other dam also. They darish in the pasuk, the chachat is a shehuva, mi dama is even mixes dama. Even if some of the dam goes lefnayel lefnim, so then the whole carbon becomes pasul, he can't be zayik any dam. Rabbi Yosef Aglili holds no. That dam becomes pasul. Any other dam is kosher. The Zakti Briskirov, that could be pshat. According to the Rabbanon of Rabbi Yosef Aglili in the Mishnah in Zvachim, that hold that if any dam goes with nim, all the dam becomes pasul. So that's not a psul b'dam. Not only the dam became pasul, the whole carbon became pasul. When it's nichnas sam in the dam with nim, that's a pasul in the carbon. Even if you have other dam, it becomes pasul. So that's psul b'gufay. According to Rabbi Yosef Aglili, only the dam becomes pasul. If you have other dam, you can be zayikit. So even if this is all the dam you have, you brought in all the dam in with nim. So now you can't be Zayik, now it's Pasul, but that's a Psul in the Dam. That's a Psul because the Dam became Pasul and you happen to have no other Dam. That's like Yatzah Dam and Nitma Dam. That's a Psul of a Dam. And that the din is that the Brisa says you need a Betzura, and Rabbi Yosef Aglili says you serve Miyad, Vice says he holds that a Psul and Dam is you serve Miyad. But there are Bonin that hold that once some of the Dam goes with Nim, all the Dam becomes Pasul, the whole carbon becomes Pasul. So according to the Rabbanan, that should be considered a psul b'gufay. That should be considered a psula begufay, so it's good you saw it from Yad. So, Mela, it's beautiful, the Gemara. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yossi Aglili is Amru Davar Echad, it basically also holds a Gebechim Ebreka. Rabbi Yossi Aglili also holds that a psula bedamim bailim is Yisarif Miyad, because Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds that Nichlis Dam Lifnim is Taka only a psula in the Dam. And if you have another case, you can reserve the other case. The Dam that's Nichlis Lifnim, that Dam becomes Pasul. So then it's psula bedam. So then, there's a chiddush that is, since he says shapir starif shapir that yitaka richtig burned it. So Meli, you see from him that psula bedam is starif miyad. Now shaking the rabban of it basically, they hold that once you bring some dam lefnim, you can't be zarek any dam. They hold that the nichlis dam lefnim, that's a psula nol carbon. Oh, ibezay, that's your psula begufay. So Mel, in their abundance, very good. Why they hold that it should be Yisarif Miyad? Because they hold that Nichlis Dam Lefnim is Psula Begufa, because the apostle is the whole carbon. So Mel, what's Rashi and Tosis Kasha? And the Rav says, Mori, think that he says, Yitaka found the Yishalmi. The Yishalmi right here on this Gemara says, that ain't a Chanami. He brings down the Yishalmi, says, or Rabbi Elazar says, that Rabbi Yosi Aglili, who holds that Chaveri Bechutz Vuhu Kasher, he must hold that Psula Bedam is Yisarif Miyad, but there are bunna that hold that hub mechitzasev hub pasul, that even that once you bring in some of the dam, so all the dam becomes pasul, so they hold us a psula guf. So Nishami says, Mefurish, this shtikl teira. But still shver, because Rashi and Taisus are both bothered. What's pshat in their abunna? How their abunna learned the pasuk? Their abunna lechar hold that it's a psula guf. So to me, miyashiv shat in Rashi and Taisus, why they hold that according to their abundance, also only a psul in the dam, it's not called a psul in the guf. The Rav wants to say, gewaldige chiddush. The Rav wants to say, that in order for it to be called a psul guf, there has to be a chalois paslus in the basar alein, that the basar became pasul. By pigel, by noiser, by tamei, the din is the basar becomes pasul. The basar has a psul, it's chal on the basar, chalois pigel, it's bekares. The basar becomes nicer, the basar becomes tame. Now, Shein Kane, if the basar is not pasul, just the carbon is pasul, that's like a psul bedam. That's what the Brisk Rav wants it to wife. So he wants to say, who would din legabi? Let's say shaloi lishma. Let's say carbon is shechted shaloi lishma. That's not a din in the basar. The basar doesn't get any din. The carbon becomes pasul, but there's no bezunder psul in the basar. Stamet, the carbon is pasul, then he says that's like a psul bedam. That's like a psul bedam of a bailam. The zrika is not a good zrika. The carbon doesn't become kosher. But there's no bezunder of pasulus in the basa like neiser, tummy, and pigel that you could say that's yisarif miyad. Stop. It's like, just like if there's no zrika, that's called a psul bedam. If the dam is nishbach or nevan, there's no zrika, it's a psul bedam. Who had then, if there's a pasulus in the carbon, so good. So the zrika didn't work. So it's like there's no zrika. But there's no bezunder of psul in the basa that you should say yisarif miyad. That's what he wants a taina chiddush. Maisa, he says, so was Meiritim, the Gemara early in Ayin Gilman Beis is mamish mefurish not the way. The Gemara early in Ayin Gilman Beis is mefurish that when you have a carbon which is shechted shalei l'shmai, that's taka psule begufay, and that's a din yisarif miyad. Vaishtis, even when you don't have a psule in the basar lane, every psule in the carbon is also like psule begufay is yisarif miyad. So it's vaita now tzirik shmer, what's a pshan at Rashi and Taisus, that hold that even according to the Rabban of Rabbi Yosi Aglili, the din is that if Nichnas Damu Lefnim is a psul aguf, why should it be a psul aguf? I mean, it's a psul of the dam, Meinich, it's only a psul of the dam. L'chayit should be a psul aguf because all the dam becomes pasul. So I want to answer that Vaitit is a chilik. It's not the pshat that when it's Nichnas Damu Lefnim, the carbon becomes pasul. The carbon blight kosher, the carbon blight the carbon. Nichlis dam lefnim is a psul in the zrik of all the dam. But vaita, the Yishalmi takel l'chayis is not the way, the Yishalmi learns a psul aguf. But Rashi Tais Vais is learned up in the Bavli, that's not shad according to the abundance of psul aguf. According to the abundance, also a psul in the dam. But Rabbi basically holds only the dam that's nichlis lefnim becomes pasul, the rest of the dam remains kosher. And the abundance holds all the dam becomes pasul. But it's a psul in the dam. It's not a psul in the carbon. It's not like shloi lishma, which passes the carbon. It's a psul in the dam. It's got a psul in all of the dam. But it's a psul in the dam, and the mela, that's why the Rashi and Taisus Mushi, why according to the Rabbanon, why would it have been right? Why Moshe Rabbeinu said, Hein Lehuva Es Dama, Lechaira, even according to the Rabbanon, why would it be right that there was Yisarif Miat? And now let's go weiter, let's see the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Ha'atzomais v'aginan v'hanoisar Yisrifu b'shisha aser. The Mishnah is saying that the din noisar, which it becomes noisar already that night, by the morning it's already noisar, but that's yomtiv. And memelam, sreifis noisar is not derech yomtiv, so you burn it b'shisha aser the next day, the second day of Pesach, the first day of Chol HaMoed, when it's not yomtiv. And the Mishnah says three cases of noisar. The case of noisar means that you were supposed to eat it, but it got left over accidentally, whatever it is. And the case of Atzamas and Gidin are cases where it has to be noisar. We know originally that it's going to be noisar. Atzamas, because we're talking about Atzamas, Sheish, Ma'ech, and has Meru inside. Meru has a din basar. But on the other hand, you definitely can't eat it because you're not allowed to break the bone and take out the Ma'ech. It's Issa Shriya Setzim. And therefore, you know for sure that it's going to be noisar, it's going to be burnt. And Gidin, like the Gemara explains, Gidin is also something which you're not going to eat. The Gemara's maskana is talking about the Gidin Asha, and the Gidin Asha really isn't noisar altogether, but it's talking about we have a suffix. Which one is the Gidin Asha, or the part of the Gid that's only asa midei rabbanan, or the Sham Nishal Gid, where you know for sure that they're not going to eat it, they're not supposed to eat it, it's definitely going to be noisar, and it has to be burnt, but not b'chamisha asa, b'shisha asa. So the Gemara brings the Meimer from Rav Mari bar Avuha Meir Yitzchak, Atzamas kachim sheshim shu noisim etam mesiyadayim. If you have bones of kachim really cannot become noisar, they don't have the din basar, the bone itself really has no dine noisar at all. But if the bones are mishamish noisar, it has mayach inside, it has marrow inside, which has a din basar. So therefore, the marrow, which the bones are being mishamish, is noisar. So the bones also become, have a din like noisar. And he says a din, legabi metameh siyadayim. There's a din that noisar is tameh, at least it makes the hands tameh. It's a gzeir because of atzle kahuna, because people should be careful to eat the whole carbon, the whole kachim. And therefore, Chazal said that noisar is metameh yadayim. So that some is also metame yadayim because halvan aser basas adavar aser, because they use their the base of the davar aser of the neiser, so they also get the din of the neiser legabe to be metame yadayim. So the Gemara wants to bring a raya from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that you burn the atzamais on tezayin. Why do you have to burn that tzamav? The tzamais had no mayach inside. The Gemara says, of course, that wouldn't be neiser altogether. Elamai, that tzamais had mayach, so why do you have to burn that tzamais? Just take away all the mayach and burn the mayach and leave that tzamais where they are. Elamai, that tzamais also have a din neiser. It's a basal davar aser, also have a chiyuv shreifa. Since the mayach has a chiyuv shreifa, that tzamais that a mishamish the mayach also has a chiyuv shreifa. It's a basal davar aser, also gets a din neiser. So who in the legabe tumis yadayim, they also will be metame yadayim. So the Gemara says, it's not a riot. Really, we're talking about a hazan mayach, but you can't break it even afterwards, because this Mishnah holds that once the carbon was kosher originally, even though there's a din that a pasul of carbon pesach, you're allowed to break the bones, that's the mesishu ubay b'kasher v'lay b'pasul, but that's only when it didn't have a shasa kosher, when it was originally pasul. But if the carbon was originally kosher and then it became nicer, became pasul, this Tana holds, like the Machlekes Tanon, it holds like the Tana that you are not allowed to break the bones. Even B'shisha Aser, really, if you attack and break the bones and take out the Mayach, the bones would not have a din Aser. It wouldn't need Sreifa, but you can't break the bones, Aser to break the bones, and therefore you have to burn the whole thing. Ad kan the Gemara. The Tzlach Aser Kasha, Rav Mari says is din legabi tumis yadayim, which is a din derabanan. Akzeir derabanan, achumer derabanan. And there he says that Tzamas also have this same Chumah Derabbanan because they're Meshamish and Oyser. The Gemara brings a Raya from the Mishnah. The Gemara thought that the Mishnah held that there's a Chiv Sreifa on that Tzamas. Sreifa's Noyser is a Din Deraisa. There's a Chiv Deraisa to burn the Noyser. So if the Rabbanan considered that Tzamas as if they were Noyser, the guy with the Din Deraisa of Sreifa, why is it a Raya that they also should consider that Tzamas to be like the Naisa b'negei the din derabbanan of tumis yadayim. Maybe only legabe deraisa is not legabe derabbanan. So what's the Gemara's raya? That's Itzlach's kasha. Eved Itzlach as a cheshbin. Because really, he says, it doesn't make any sense that it shouldn't be metames yadayim. It doesn't make sense. What's the reason why there were guys that tumis yadayim anoiser? So the kadim shouldn't get lazy and leave it over. By the bones, also they'll be lazy. Bones are even more difficult. Not only have to eat the mayach inside, you have to break the bone. You have to get a kupitz and break the bone to get to the mayach. There's more of a kshash they'll be lazy. So certainly they should say that the bones are metames yadayim. If they say if nois is metames yadayim because kainim shouldn't be lazy, so of course that should apply to the bones. Why not? There's mamish no svara, why not? Elamai. Because if you don't find legabe any dinim that the bones have a din of noiser, if there's no din that the bones have a din of noiser, semela, chazal weren't stam geyser on something which can't be noiser, that should have tumis yadayim. If bones cannot become noiser, so even though it makes sense to be geyser, but it doesn't fit into the gedder of chazal, chazal said noiser is metames yadayim. Bones aren't noiser. But once we find in the Mishnah that legabe the din deraisa of shreifas noiser, bones have a din of noiser. So kol shekein legabe the din of tumis yadayim, where mitzad the svar of the gzeir of atzlei kuna makes all the sense in the world that it should be mitames yadayim, kol shekein it should become noiser legabe mitames yadayim. That's the Tzlach's teretz. Now the Tzlach has an ara on his teretz. It's a good teretz, but he has an ara. Because the emphasis is a Mishnah in Chulin, on Daf Kuf Chaf Hei, that says that the kulius, the thigh bone of a kachim, is tamei. The bone is tamei. Hataisus asks the kash, it's tamei when it's nicer. Or bigel, when it's pasul, so it becomes tamei. So Taisus asks the kash, so you see clearly that when you have inside marrow that's tamei, that means that the bone becomes tamei. So, Ibazai, what's Rav Mari's Chiddush in the Gemara Barnes to bring a Raya from a Brice and the Gemara's Matcha the Raya? It's off in the Mishnah that the Kulius is Tamei. Bein Stumim and Chalulim, whether it's sealed or whether it's hollow, it's Tamei. Zak Taisis at Teretz. The Mishnah is clear that when there is Mayach inside the bone, then we see from the Mishnah that it became, that it's Tamei. And some Tamei Siyadayim. But if you take all the mayach out, and right now there's no mayach in the bone, then you don't see anymore that it's tamei. Rav Mari's chiddush is that the atzamas amatami esiyadayim ha'el v'shishim shunayser, that they originally were mishamish nayser, ha'el v'nasa basis adavar asa. Once they became a basis, then they permanently have a din tumis yadayim, even after you take out the mayach. And that's clear from the Gemara's Raya. The Gemara brings the Raya. The Mishnah says that at Samais you have to bring Bishisha Aser. And the Gemara says, why? Why don't you just break them and take out the Mayach? Elamai is a Raya to Rav Mari. In other words, Rav Mari's Chiddush is that after you take out the Mayach, you still have to burn the bones. That's Rav Mari's Chiddush. It's still Matamis Yadayim. So Rav Mari's Chiddush is that the Tumis Yadayim is after you take out the Mayach. That's what Taisa says in Chulin. Ayba Zaitain is a Tzlach, so his Teretz is not a Teretz anymore. Because the Svara to say that the Atzom is Kol Shekein Shemitami Yadayim because of Atzlei Kahuna, that Svara, that applies if you don't open the bones. So there, you'll say, if the Kanim are lazy and they don't break open the bones and take out the Mayach, anyone who touches these bones, his hands are going to become Tamei. So that'll be an incentive not to be lazy and to make sure to break open the bones, take out the mayach, make sure they don't become nicer, so that the bones wouldn't become tamei. But that's an incentive for kahanim to make the bones tamei when the mayach's inside. But when the mayach is taken out, you don't have that incentive. There's no reason for chazal to make that the bones are tamei after the mayach's taken out because of this. There's no reason for that. So Vaita, you don't have Vaita, he blames with his kasha. So Ayba Zayir of Mari that says this din of that Samas and Matamis Yadayim, Vaita is even when the Svar of Atzlikuna doesn't really apply. because he's being metamed even when you take out the mayach. So I was like, what's the raya from Sreifa? Maybe Sreifa, even after you take out the mayach, but since Sreifa is the raisa, Chazal gave the din of Atzamas like a din of the mayach, the Shimshua Sanaisa has a dinaisa. Mashenge l'kabetumis adayim, which is the Rabbanan, and the Svara really doesn't apply once you took out the mayach, maybe not. So the Tzlach says at the end, maybe the pshat's like this. Rav Mori is really also telling you another big chiddush. Because Atzlei Kahuna fits Lagabe bones by other karbanis. By all other karbanis, Atzlei Kahuna fits because by all other karbanis, it's their fault that the bones became nicer. They really should have broken open the bones and taken out the mayach and made sure nothing becomes nicer. And they didn't. So that's why the Atzamais are going to be Mitami Yadayim. Mashenge by Karban Pesach, it's not the Kohen's fault at all. It's nobody's fault. You're not allowed to break open the bones. It has to become nicer. So Atzlei Kuna shouldn't apply to a Korban Pesach really altogether. And Rav Mori is Mechadish, even by Korban Pesach, the bones are Matamis Yadayim. So that the Gemara brings a raya from the Din Sreifas Nicer. Just like by Sreifas Nicer, even though it doesn't really apply to Korban Pesach. Because by Sreifas Nicer also, I mean, the Raisa really don't have to burn the bones. So why Chazal say to burn the bones? It's Pasha to Knas, because he let it become nicer. And that shouldn't apply to Korban Pesach. Elamai, you say like plug. You say you're not mechalik between Korban Pesach and other Kodshim. Even though Korban Pesach it had to become nicer, you still give it all the chumras. So the same thing that Bitum Mishadayim, by other Kodshim it makes sense to gaze the Tum Mishadayim on the bones, because Atzlei Kuna applies. And Rav Mori is saying, once you guys are tumah on the bones, even after the mayach is taken out, so then you guys are tumah. But that you don't have a right from Sreifas Nicer. But the fact that you have, by Korban Pesach, the same din, is a right that they weren't mechalik between Korban Pesach and other Korbanis, the Xeris they made, the Gabi other Korbanis, when it's your fault is Nicer, that would also apply to Korban Pesach. That was like the Tzlach. Gemara goes weiter. The Gemara brings the kasha. The Brisa says, "Kot some is a kachim ain't tunim shreif v'chutz me'atzvus ha'pesachim ne'atakala." So there haven't been a thought that meant that all at some is kachim, even if it has mayach, doesn't need shreif because you could take out the mayach. And once you take out the mayach, there is no din to burn the etzim itself. And the Gemara says, "But by Pesach not, because Pesach there's an issur shviras etzim, and this Tana holds an issur shviras etzim even after it becomes nicer." Once it has a kosher, it's asa to break it. So, male, the other atzamis, you don't burn that atzamis, you take out the mayach, mashek, and the pesach, there is an issur shviras etzim, so male, you have to burn the etzim. So that's a raya that atzamis kachim, you don't say a sorab basas adavar asur. You don't say that it becomes shimish nicer, and therefore it becomes like it's nicer. So the Gemara says, no, Rav Nachman Mitzvah says it's talking about the bones already broken open. So therefore, by the Tzomis Kachim, once you see the bones already broken open, so you assume that the mayach was taken out earlier, and therefore you assume it wasn't nicer, and therefore there's no din to burn the bones. Mashenk and Pesach, what is an Issa Shir said some earlier, so then you have to assume that it wasn't broken earlier. Adarabba, this Tana holds that you're allowed to break the bones after it becomes Asr. Beforehand, you weren't allowed to break it, so Mestama did become nicer, and therefore you have to burn the bones, El Shemesh nicer. Then the Gemara brings another Akimta. There's a big kash on the Rambam. The Rambam just says, Stam, this din of Kol Atzamis Kachim, Ein Tunim Shef, Chutz Me'atzmis Pesach, and it's Mashmi, he's talking about Atzamis She'ein Be'am Mayach, and it doesn't stem with the Gemara that says he's a Kimtis, that we're talking about Chalutzim V'chuli. Rambam also paskins that Atzamis Kachim is Metam Me'seyadayim. So, it's a big kash, he should have brought the Kimt of the Gemara that it's talking about that the bones are already broken open. All the Achreinim, the Ravid already asked the Kasha, all the Achreinim said different Shatim in the Rambam, we can't be Mayrich. One more Nakuda, about Gidim, that the Gemara discusses, when the Mishnah said Gidim, what did it mean? Like we explained, since it says Gidim, and that, and wasn't called Gidim and Nicer, Vaisley's Gidim was something which we knew beforehand wasn't going to be nicer. Was going to be nicer, wasn't going to be eaten. So the Gemara there says, the Avinu Marav said, that all the Gidim have a din of basar, except for the Gidei Tzavar. The Gidei Tzavar, the Gidim in the neck, don't have a din of basar. So the Gemara says, it says gidim imanavshach. If it's talking about the regular gidim, they have a din of basar, so you're supposed to eat them. And if you happen not to have eaten them, so why are you making a separate case? That's mamish neiser. Elamai, we're talking about gidei tzavar. So if gidei tzavar is basar, so that makes sense why you need seifa. But if gidei tzavar isn't basar, so then it's a kasha. Why need seifa? It's a kasha and rav. So Gemara says, we're talking about the gidei anosha, and the shal is, why is the gidei anosha need seifa? And the Teretz says, but we're talking about according to Rabbi Yehuda, that we don't know which gidei anosha is, the right one or the left one, or we're talking about the Sham Nishal Gid, or we're talking about the Chitzain. The Gemara says different things, why the Gid is Asim Misafik or Mirabanan, and therefore, you know, you wouldn't eat it, but still becomes nicer and needs Sreifa. The Shail is the Gemara's Havim and Evatumak Gidei Tzavar, and they're not Basar. So again, Miman of Shach, if Gidei Tzavar, if they're not Basar, so that's what the Gemara says, that Gidei Tzavar, they're not Basar, they don't become nicer altogether. Elamai, the Gemara wants to bring it right, that Gidei Tzavar is Basar. If Gidei Tzavar is Basar, so why do you should eat it? What does the Gemara mean in the Havimin? We're talking about Gidei Tzavar, it's a Raya, they're Basar. If Gidei Tzavar is Basar, you have the same kash as Gidei Basar. Why do you should eat it? What's the pshat in the Gemara? So the Chazinish, in Zvachim Simen Yen Aleph, he explains that even if Gidei Tzavar is Basar, but there's still no din to eat it. He says there's three categories. You have Atzamais, which aren't Basar, which is mamish not shayach b'chlal, a din noiser, a din tamei, a din pigles, nothing. Atzamas have no, except if there's mayach, it's a din of shimish noiser, basas a davar asa, but that atzamas itself have absolutely no shayaches to the basa of the behema. There's no mitzvah sachila, there's no psulim, there's nothing. And that's what Rav holds gidei tzavar is. Gidei tzavar holds is not basa, it's mamish like atzamas, has absolutely no dine basa b'chlal. It's like a tzomis and kanaim and everything. There's no tumis nevel, there's no pigul, no nesin, no tomin, and nothing. Then you have the gidei basa, which are basa l'chal davar. But the Gemara's havin of gidei tzavar, the pshat is gidei tzavar really not really achila. There's no mitzvah achila on the gidei tzavar b'chlal. You're not mekayim the mitzvah say of achilas pesach on the gidei tzavar. But since the gidei tzavar have a din basa, so even though you don't have to eat them, there's no mitzvah sechil on them, but a psul nicer is shaykh on them, they do become pasul b'nicer, and male they do have a din sreifa. That's why the Mishnah says, gidin, the Baal, there's no mitzvah sechil on the gidei tzavim, and male he could assume someone's not going to eat it. He's not mechuyiv to eat it, but a din sreifa they'll have, because it's still bichal on the gidim, a psul nicer, because they do have a din basa. That was the Gemara's half a minute. But Rav says, no, they don't have a din basa b'chlal.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. We need your help to continue our mission. To find out about dedication opportunities, visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.